This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. It's a little bit sloshy in the studio. As I was prepping, I'm not going to lie, I had an energy drink. And I set the energy drink next to the computer and right in between some of the equipment. And I swear the can jumped. There was nothing that should have caused. There was no earthquake. I didn't pass gas. Nothing should have caused a can that was sitting flat on a surface to just fall. And it did. This is why I believe in ghosts. So it falls and it pours all over my second computer and some of my equipment. So if I sound a little, I sound like that, it's because of this energy drink. It's a monster, just a monster one with the green. Yeah, I don't like the flavors, and I really don't even like the taste of this, but I just figured to get through the show and to help you guys get through the show, because you guys are the ones that need the energy drinks, but don't drink them. They're bad for you. I don't think energy drinks are good to drink, but it's do as I say, not as I do. But this is what's freaking me out. Okay, the fluid flowed fast. It splashed. And that fluid flowed faster than I've seen any other drink flow. So I set it back in the same place because, again, where it was sitting was a very solid, you know, flat surface. It tips over again. So I basically lost 3/4 of my drink, and that was the fastest flowing drink I've ever seen. I don't know if it's the caffeine or what, but I really think my studio's haunted. I mean, I do. First, the ratings are tanking. I don't know why that would happen. The show is such a good show. And number two is things are just falling. So right now, my shoes are sticking to the ground, which also scares me. Why are energy drinks sticky? They're not supposed to have that much sugar. How much sugar does this sucker have? 27 grams. Oh, that's a lot of sugar. So my feet are sticky, which means that sugary stuff could be sticking in my arteries. My toes are wet. I don't know how my toes got wet. This ate through the boot. The energy drink has eaten through my boot. This is some serious stuff. So I don't know. I mean, if anything goes wrong today on the show, it's not me. It's not my talent. It's not my producers. It's not the Dr. Dahlia Show news team. It's definitely not the Dr. Dahlia Show news team because they never show up to work. But it's the ghost. And there's a ghost that haunts my studio. Do you guys ever think that relatives come back and talk to you? Or just see how you're doing. I don't know what I believe in terms of that, because in my religion, we really don't talk about reincarnation or anything like that. We do believe that there's a soul, and we do believe that the soul is up there, and God has angels, and, you know, God may use the soul. In terms of reincarnation, we don't believe in that, but I'm starting to, because I told you, Shaky Boo, you know, my cat, he doesn't act like a cat. He acts like a human. And a perv at that. Again, I was taking a shower today, and he just sat there and watched. And I'm like, excuse me, I'm a married woman. Can you please go bye-bye? And he just sat there with a smirk. And I'm like, okay, if you're a real person that's in a cat body, I am freaked out. Now, the only reason why I'm not getting an exorcist and I'm not really freaking out or calling my mom, when I'm scared, I really call my mom, is because I don't know if any of you guys have seen me naked, but it's really not anything that would capture anyone's attention for a long period of time. So if somebody was an average human and saw me naked, they would most likely look away, laugh, vomit. So the fact that the cat was staring fixated, maybe he's not a real person. I don't know. But anyway, so I don't know. I just believe, You know what? I just dropped the Hershey's Kiss. Sorry, guys. I've been eating healthy for the longest time. I'm just kind of going through some stress. So I'm eating some carbs, so I apologize for the bad diet. But I've been doing pretty good, and I had Popeye's chicken, too, for breakfast. This is such a bad day. Maybe that's what it is. I was doing so well with my fruits and my vegetables and my fish that all of a sudden I had Popeye's chocolate and an energy drink, and now all this bad stuff's happening. So anyway, you know, if any one of us that have had people close to us that have died, we feel like they're around us. So probably the closest person to me who's died has been my daddy. And my daddy, this is where I'm a little perplexed, okay? I don't know about you guys, but, you know, dads aren't really the most lovey-dovey, cuddly, right? Okay, I mean, my dad, you know, he had a belt. I was scared of my dad. He'd yell at me. He'd call me stupid. He had this accent. Don't talk to me. You're just too stupid. I can't even believe how stupid you are. Just go away. Leave me alone. Okay. And so that's really the extent of any, you know, conversation I had with my dad. But when I think about my dad, or when my dad comes in my dreams, or if my dad's sitting in my studio, it's very loving. So either A, this is totally fake, and it's an imposter, because my dad wasn't really the most lovey-dovey. Or B, he's changed his mind. Maybe he's up there in heaven. I hope he went to heaven. I'm sure he did. He was a good guy. Maybe he's up there in heaven going, wait a second, okay? You know, Bachianit, which is Hebrew for a crybaby. He called me a crybaby. She looks like she needs some help, and I think I need to help her. So my guess is he's in the studio right now knocking over drinks because he doesn't want me to drink the energy drink. He's destroying all the radio equipment with the drink because he doesn't want me to have a bad show. And he dropped the Hershey's Kiss on the floor because he doesn't want me to get fat. So I don't know. That's what I believe, which is kind of freaky. All right. Because today I didn't put on clean underwear. I just grabbed whatever was on the floor, and I really hope he didn't see that. That's what really freaks me out. You know, relatives are around, and you're like, well, do they see everything? I mean, everything. I mean, I am hoping that, you know, my dad's like, oh, you know what? She's having sex with Corey. Let me leave. Because that would really, really freak me out. A good friend of mine died, Jerry Doyle. You guys remember Jerry Doyle? Yeah, him I always worry about because I think he comes by every now and then. And he's very flirty. He used to be very flirty. And I'm like, you know what? He thought I was good looking when I had clothes on. I really want him to be up there in heaven with that memory of me. Last thing I want him to have is a sullied idea of how I look naked. But I think dead people see us naked. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Do you got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So last night, one of our Facebook listeners wrote, anonymous, because she didn't say if I could use it or not, but I'm going to read it anyway. And it is a woman. Doc, my parents are on a limited income, and check out what we have to spend each month on medicines. So she lists, her father takes allopurinol, Lyrica, Losartan, amlodipine, atenolol, atorvastatin, Flomax, glyburide, metformin, and she lists many more. Mom, metformin, amlodipine, lisinopril, prempro, vesicare, hydrochlorothiazide. So she lists all these medicines. And these are things that they have to purchase each month. So, how to save money on medications. It's a lot of medicine. It's a lot. And I'm not going to break down what her parents are on, but we actually should discuss do you need all the medicines that you're taking? And when can we save money? Now, this obviously is very, very timely, as United Healthcare has offered to pass drug rebates onto some customers. Usually the customers get kind of screwed when it comes to prescription purchasing. But let's say, for example, with the dad. Okay, the dad's on about 10 different medications, at least. Let's say he has Let's say he can get all his medicines for under $10 each, and I don't think he can, per month. That's still $100 a month just for his medicine, and that's cheap. There's no way it's just under, you know, $10 per prescription. And already we're seeing in England they're trying to raise prescription prices, and everybody's freaking out because it's not just one prescription. People are on multiple, polypharmacy. So what is the average person taking? Well, it depends. If somebody has diabetes, there's a very good chance that doctor also wants to control their cholesterol and wants to control their blood pressure. Now, I'm not saying everybody with diabetes has high blood pressure or everybody with diabetes has high cholesterol, but I usually see this trifecta or this triad of people having the big three, especially men actually also having gout. And you see her father has allopurinol, so that's a medicine for gout. And older men start having issues with their prostate, so it's no wonder he's also on a prostate medication. He's on two medicines for diabetes and two medicines for blood pressure. What's up with that? Many of you guys are on two medicines for blood pressure and two medicines for diabetes, at least. Or two or three medicines for your hyperlipidemia. Some of you may be taking atorvastatin, a statin medication, and Zetia. Some of you may be taking Tricor and a statin. I don't like the phenofibrates and statins, but a lot of the endocrinologists do that because you have both fats in your blood and cholesterol, high triglycerides and high cholesterol. And then some of you will be on niacin. Some of you will also be on an aspirin. Some of you will have a PRN pain medication. Mom also has taken some Xanax for PRN anxiety. It is very easy to have at least 12 prescriptions that you are filling per month. So what's the answer to that? Well, if we could control your blood pressure with one pill, would love to do it. And by the way, we tried. We tried to control your cholesterol and your blood pressure with one pill. Do you guys remember Caduit? Caduit came out, it was Pfizer's medication, and it combined Norvasc and Lipitor. Now, I don't know if Caduit is still out there and if it's still being used, but when that medication came out, you would think it would have gone gangbusters in terms of people want to use it. When the drug reps came with Caduit and came to promote it, I was like, wow. All right, I'm like, this is going to be amazing because I have so many people that need Norvasc, which is a calcium channel blocker, which helps relax the blood vessels for blood pressure. I have so many people on Lipitor. Lipitor was at the time my number one prescribed statin before I really fell in love with Crestor. And so having a combination pill just took two medicines into one. But you want to know what? I hardly wrote Caduit. And the reason why is the insurance wouldn't cover it. Amlodipine was generic, so we could get some generic Norvasc, and Lipitor was about to go generic. And I even found brand name Lipitor to be cheaper than brand name Caduit. So even when pharmaceutical companies try to combine the pills, these insurance companies don't really, you know, help us out. And maybe it's because this combo pill was expensive to develop. I don't see why, but I mean, you got one pill that works, you got another pill that works, do the combo. But I guess with chemistry, you combine two things. You still have to go through the testing. You still have to go through all the FDA approval. You still have to go through all the rigmarole. So it's expensive. It's expensive to launch a new medication. Now, from what I understand, Caduit may be going generic, or if it's not already. But again, I just don't see a lot of people on it. I see a lot of people taking a separate medication. And that's another thing, too. People don't like combo pills. Just like I'm seeing parents are freaked out about combo vaccines. Why is everybody afraid of the combo? Well, I think the reason why is, I mean, we're not afraid of the combo when we're at a fast food joint. Yeah, I'll have my burger, my fries, and my soda pop. Please, combo, please. Supersize it. But when it comes to medications, people are like, no, no, no. And the reason why is they freak out. They think if they're going to have a side effect, they want to know what did what. So it's easier for them to take the separate pills. And a lot of people prefer separate pills because they think, well, you know what? I could drop one of them then. If I take a combination medication, then I am more committed long-term to both of those medications. Yet if I'm taking my cholesterol medication, my blood pressure medication separately, then I could maybe, separate it if I have to. Glucovans is a diabetic medication that combines glyburide and metformin. So, or your sulfonylurea and your metformin. And so those are two diabetes medications that we combine. Did I write Glucovans? I did. Did I write a lot of it? No. One, it wasn't generic. So, again, it was more expensive for my patient. And two, even though you could titrate up, maybe you wanted one part of the combo to be higher, so you want to raise that part but keep the other the same. Even though the medication came in a whole variety of different dosings, so I could titrate up, again, I wanted to get people off the sulfonylurea, so I kept them separate. So one reason that you have a lot of medications is because people just aren't really digging the whole combo thing, nor doctors, nor is your insurance company. Now, to credit what's been done in medical science, if you have diabetes, if you have high cholesterol, if you have high blood pressure, if you have gout, we're doing a damn good job keeping you alive. Okay? Not that we still understand how much gout can play a part in early death, but it's inflammatory. So, the less inflammatory response, the better. But people have high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure. They usually don't do that well. And we're seeing people well into their 70s now, 80s, with those very deadly diseases. And if you aren't getting strokes, thank God, God willing, if you're not going into diabetic comas or going into hypoglycemic seizures, yeah, if you're not having arteriosclerosis and having heart attacks or dying of a heart attack, then you know what? Take the gosh darn medicine. We're doing something right. The problem is it's expensive. Now, there's GoodRx and there's a whole variety of different things online that you could do to try to get the medication cheaper. So there are coupons, and I definitely suggest you to price shop. Also, there's a big difference in pharmacy costs. So check that out. Your Sam's Club or Costco pharmacy may be cheaper. At one point, Costco and Sam's Club were cheaper than all the other pharmacies. Then Walmart had like a $4 list and then a $7 list. That was about a decade ago. And then, now these pharmacies are trying to compete with each other. So you want to take advantage of that competition. But you're going to have to call around. You're going to have to check. See, a lot of us, we get lazy. So we'll go to a pharmacy, we'll get that discount, and then we'll just leave our prescriptions there. Well, they may snag you for the first prescription, but then the prices may go up. I remember CVS Pharmacy gave away, I think, a $10 gift card with every new prescription. I don't know, it was something really, really cool. I remember everybody went gangbusters over that. And then I don't know whatever happened to that. I didn't need a prescription, so I didn't go there. But if you are thinking about trying to save money, you need to sit down with your medical provider and go, look, all right? Don't go to your medical provider and say, look, are any of these medicines unnecessary? Don't do that, because then you're accusing that doctor or medical provider of treating you unnecessarily. Say, look, I understand each of these medications are necessary, but this is costing me over $150 to $200 a month. What can we do to shave off some of the price or slowly cut down on some of the medicines? And that may include diet and exercise, buddies. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so the nation's biggest health insurer, United Healthcare, is going to pass drug maker rebates back to customers starting next year. That could provide some well-needed financial respite. All right, so effective January 1, 2019, which, by the way, we're already in March, so, Lord, that's coming up. They're already talking. Don't we have, like, a primary going on this week? Man, I mean, we're already talking about midterms and elections, and it's, gosh, this year's going by fast. Anyway, so the nation's largest health insurance and people enrolled in United Healthcare, quote, fully insured commercial group benefit plans will have discounts applied when they fill their prescriptions at the retail pharmacy or through home delivery. There are 7 million people enrolled in such United Healthcare fully insured group benefit plans, and it would be an optional program for self-insured employers. So, according to Forbes, they say this news comes as pressure builds on drug benefit manufacturers and health insurance companies to pass along rebates they get from pharmaceutical manufacturers directly to their health plan members. Historically, health insurers have said they use the rebates to keep premiums affordable. But drug manufacturers take an issue with that defense, questioning whether that's always the case. Yeah, I love how people say that. You know what? If I get a discount, that's good because that'll in turn allow me to charge people less. Really? Are we seeing people charge less? They say the savings applies to plan participants who are filling a prescription for a drug where the manufacturer provides a rebate, but not all drugs come with a rebate. So United Healthcare Group executives say this move is part of a broader effort to, quote, simplify pharmacy benefits, deliver savings directly to the customers, and improve their healthcare experience. Now, United Health Group owns the pharmacy benefit manager OptumRx, PBM. A lot of you guys get your prescriptions for OptumRx. So, according to Dan Schumacher, President and Chief Operating Officer of United Healthcare, says United Healthcare is uniquely positioned to deliver new value and clarity to healthcare and pharmacy benefits in particular. They said our differentiated pharmacy model powered by OptumRx is delivering solutions that lead to better health outcomes and make prescription drugs more affordable. Now, CVS Health operates Caremark, PBM. They are also going to offer point of sale rebates. Apparently, PBM Express Scripts last year launched the Smart Share prescription program. This company, works for clients that offer high deductible health plans. So some of you get your stuff from Caremark, some of you get from OptumRx, Express Scripts, Express Scripts has the ability to process, quote, point of service rebates for the clients who are interested in doing some. Well, can I just say something about this rebate thing? I don't think I've ever received a rebate check. Am I doing it wrong? You know, we would buy a washer or we would buy something and then say if you buy it, you get a rebate. That was something that was like really big in the 70s and 80s, getting rebates. And so I remember we tried to put that in. I don't think we ever got our rebate. I don't think I've ever gotten a rebate check. There's all this extra work and then you have to like be on top of it. Like, am I getting my rebate check? I don't know. Just take a couple hundred dollars off the price. I can't stand this. Well, you know what? You buy our product, then you write us a letter or you send in the card, and then we'll turn around and send you the money later. Just take the money off right then and there. Now, according to Express Scripts spokeswoman Jennifer Luddy, it's important to remember that rebates are not real time. So the rebate sharing, an estimated rebate value is applied to rebate eligible medications being filled in the deductible phase of pharmacy benefit. That's their way of saying, look, don't get too excited about the money you're getting back. So United Health Group said its direct-to-consumer pharmacy discounts could potentially work for health plan members and any type of health plan designed, but members in high-deductible plans could see a greater impact. I know some of you are like, look, when I go to Mexico, the medicine is cheaper. If I go to Europe, the medicine's cheaper. It is. The medicine is cheaper. You're right. It's more of a little supply and demand. Although the pharmacies are going to be more expensive for the tourists. I do that. I go into the pharmacy. I'm like, look, how much is your Cipro, your antibiotic? How much is this? How much is this? And boy, do they crank up the prices. So high deductible plans are increasingly offered by more and more employers. Oh, thank you for that. The push towards high deductible plans was hit nearly, has hit nearly 25 million American workers thanks to Obamacare, can I just say, as cost shifting at U.S. employer escalates. That's according to analysis last fall by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Well, yeah, if employers have to buy your insurance, that's why Obamacare is so stupid. And I know we rip on Obamacare a lot on the show. Well, it's because it makes me feel better. But it's ridiculous. Oh, hold on a second. I just lost an earring. Sorry about that. Oh, I just lost my earring. Why did I lose my earring? Oh, man, I lost the earring backing. No big deal. Anyway, okay, I got to fix my ears. The reason why we rip on Obamacare so much is because it's a crappy bill. But when you mandate insurers or employers to buy insurance, right, for their employees, and the insurance has to have a certain amount of requirements, and an insurance company goes, look, all the requirements will be there. These are your options, option A, B, and C. A has low deductible, higher premiums. C has very high deductible, but lower premiums. Well, C will be cheaper for me as an employer? Yeah. Does it handle everything Obamacare wants? Yeah. Okay, then I'll get that one. That's why everybody's deductible has been going up. And, you know, this high deductible, that basically means you're not getting health insurance coverage until you pay that amount. My deductible was $12,000 a couple years ago. So, why am I paying $1,200 a month for me to hope that eventually the insurance is going to kick in after I spend another $12,000? We're buying a crappy product. You know, luckily now I have employer-based insurance, but still, it's not ideal. So, anything that we can do in terms of saving money on prescriptions on four, I think this rebate thing is a, what's it called, smoke and mirrors? Yeah, so I'm not really, really impressed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also not impressed with North Korea. Did you guys hear this? North Korea is willing to discuss giving up nuclear weapons. Apparently, Kim Jong-un has told South Korean envoys that he is willing to begin negotiations with the United States on abandoning its nuclear weapons and that it would suspend all nuclear missile tests while engaged in such talks. Do you think the Olympics did this? Like, all of a sudden, he has this change of heart? This is being reported by New York Times. Wow. What a good guy. Anyway, President Trump reacted with guarded optimism. I think everybody is. You know, honestly, what he claims he's going to do, Kim Jong-un, doesn't necessarily mean he's going to do it. But it does look good, and it makes for some good press. During the envoy's two-day visit to Pyongyang, the North's capital, which ended on Tuesday, the two Koreas also agreed to hold a summit meeting between Mr. Kim and President Moon Jae-in of South Korea on the country's border in late April. That's according to Mr. Moon's office. Yeah, President Moon Jae-in. So North Korea's side clearly stated its willingness to denuclearize. It made it clear they would have no reason to keep nuclear weapons if the military threat to the North was eliminated and if security guaranteed. Now, this just seems a little bit odd. I mean, why all of a sudden do they want to have this dialogue? You know, are they suffering? Are they having issues? Do they really need the U.S.? Something to me is just a little bit fishy. Just a little fishy. Now, on Twitter, Trump obviously has been going back and forth with Kim Jong-un. I think he made fun of his size, didn't he, or whatever? Trump is hilarious. Anyway, so I'm surprised everybody's all hunky-dory and happy and, you know, buddy-buddy. But then again, this is politics. You know, in politics, you can hate each other on TV and then golf or have lunch later that afternoon. So I don't know. But here's the thing. Mr. Trump said the world is watching and waiting, maybe false hope, but the U.S. is ready to go hard in either direction. So if we can make buddy-buddy with Kim Jong-un, that'd be great. It's just I was really looking forward to a movie sequel for the interview. That was a hilarious movie. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we are being told that e-cigs are again bad for you. And I know a lot of you guys love vaping. And every time I post something online, somebody gets mad at me and somebody accuses me of fueling this whole media assault on e-cigs. But look, I don't care what you do with your body. I do care about what the kids do with their bodies. And according to this study, teens are inhaling cancer-causing chemicals when they use e-cigs, and the fruit flavors seem to have the most chemicals. They say teenagers, according to a report released yesterday, who try vaping are, quote, poisoning themselves, according to NBC News, with many of the same chemicals that make traditional cigarettes so deadly. Tests on teenagers show that those who smoke tobacco-based cigarettes have the highest level of these chemicals in the bodies, but those who vape e-cigs also have higher levels of cancer-causing chemicals than non-smokers. Now, this is a team out of UCSF, University of California, San Francisco. They say the presence of harmful ingredients in e-cig vapor has been established. We can now say that these chemicals are found in the body of human adolescents who use these products. They wrote in their report, this is published in the journal Pediatrics, e-cigs use a device that delivers fluid laced with nicotine and flavors, creating a smoke-like haze. They're promoted as a safer way to use tobacco. E-cig use is called, obviously, vaping. And many people are using this as a way to quit smoking. So basically, you guys know how the e-cigs work. You got the cartridge of the fluid. The fluid has nicotine, various levels of nicotine. Okay? And then there's also flavors. And so when the heating coil heats up, it then turns that fluid into a vapor. Last week, we heard that when the heating coil heated up, it would leach metal into the vapor, so not only would you have issues with what you were inhaling from the vapor, you'd have metal that was leaking from the heating coil. And then, for any of us that took chemistry, when you have one chemical and you heat it up, it may turn to a different chemical. So just because the FDA or somebody is testing what's in your vape liquid doesn't mean they're actually looking at it once or understanding what happens to it once it becomes a vapor. So, pretty scary stuff. They say public health groups like the Surgeon General's Office and the CDC worry about evidence that vaping could get teens addicted to nicotine and would lead them to smoking cigarettes. Now, right now, I have a child in mind who I heard from one of my sons who used to just vape once in a blue moon. And now he has to do it all the time. Now, I watched this little baby grow up. And this kid now is, what, maybe 15? We are, and I have a huge problem with this, we are having kids addicted, making kids addicted to nicotine who probably would have never even touched a cigarette. It's one thing for my smokers out there to say, look, doc, these e-cigs are getting me off the smokes and I'm getting off tobacco. Good. I'm fine with that. As long as you're not on it long term, very, very cool. I get that. Okay? If you're using it 2-3 months to wean off, I don't think anything too bad is going to happen. But I am so gosh darn livid that kids who would have never touched a cigarette grabbed for e-cig or, I don't know, Juul or whatever these things are now called and started smoking and then got themselves addicted. Now we have a whole new epidemic going on. And it serves us right. We did this to ourselves. They say many studies support the theory that kids who vape are more likely to go on to use other tobacco products, but there hasn't been much hard evidence about how directly dangerous e-cigs are. So Monday's study shows vaping delivers harmful chemicals and potentially harmful chemicals. Now, the chemicals are not listed on the ingredients of the vape liquid. They say they're found under the catch-all description of, quote, flavorings. So Dr. Mark Rubenstein of UCSF's Division of Adolescent Medicine and colleagues tested 67 teenagers who vape and compared them to 16 teens who both vape and smoke tobacco cigarettes and then to 20 teens who didn't do either. They tested the urine and saliva and asked questions about their cigarette use. Those who used both types of cigarettes had significantly higher levels of dangerous chemicals, including acrylonitrile, acrolein, propylene oxide, acrylamide, croton aldehyde, the team reported. And those who used only e-cigs had much higher levels than those who used neither product. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, acrylamide? Wasn't acrylamide what we talked about that caused cancer, like burnt toast and burnt French fries? And didn't McDonald's have issues with acrylamide and everybody was freaking out about McDonald's French fries and all that? Well, I think McDonald's has lessened the acrylamide. I don't know exactly how much is in the products, but acrylamide we know is cancer-causing. So what the heck are we doing allowing this stuff to be attached, you know, exposed to our lungs? And remember, there's a big difference between ingesting a cancer-causing chemical like acrylamide and breathing it in where it is just nanometers next to your blood vessels that are floating around the respiratory epithelium. You are infusing these chemicals way earlier. Now, here's our problem. We have no idea how cancer-causing this could be. We don't know. We hope it's not. And I am scared to death that we're going to hear in 5 years or 10 years that you have these kids with these weird cancers, God forbid, like a lymphoma or a lung cancer or a leukemia or something. And then they're going to trace it back and go, well, wait a second, did these kids vape? I mean, it's a horrible thought, but it's going to take about 5-10 years to figure this out. Vaping only became huge in the last few years in high school. And I'm hearing it exploded 2017. So we're not going to see data for years to come. That's a problem. We need data now. Now, one of my sons said a couple weeks back that there was a report that came out that e-cigs could cause cancer. And he said that a group of his buddies all said, you know what, I'm done. I'm done with vaping. We're done. It turned out that only lasted like a day. Does the average kid think about cancer? No. Does the average kid think they're immortal? Does the average kid think grown-ups are stupid? Yep. Does the average teen think, you know, will they listen to us adults? Will they listen to me? No. Now, what's this acrylonitrile? All right. Well, they say according to the research team. They say, among our e-cig-only participants, the use of fruit-flavored products produced significantly higher levels of the metabolites of acrylonitrile. Acrylonitrile is a highly poisonous compound used widely in the manufacture of plastics, adhesives, and synthetic rubber. That's according to the National Center of Biotechnology Information. Acrolein is toxic to humans following inhalation, oral, or dermal exposure. Some studies show it can play a part in bringing about lung cancer. The EPA says there's not enough data to show whether it causes cancer in people. All right, that's fine, but if it causes cancer in rats, I'd still say it's a no-no. Propylene oxide and crotonaldehyde are probable carcinogens, EPA says. Acrylamide's role in causing cancer is still controversial. Other teams found other potentially cancer-causing chemicals in e-cig vapor using diacetyl, which was the chemical blamed for popcorn lung. Remember, workers at microwave popcorn packaging plants would get this popcorn lung, this inflammatory disease of the lungs? Why? Because of diacetyl. They say teens are vaping more often now than they're smoking cigarettes. The latest teen report on teen smoking showed 20% of high school students have used at least one tobacco product recently, mostly e-cigs. Even though e-cigs don't have tobacco, we call them tobacco products. In 2016, 11% of high school students said they used an e-cig in the past 30 days at the time of the survey. So, we want teenagers to breathe in good air. And since we have no idea, 5 or 10 years down the line, or almost, you know, immediately, this can start causing cells to turn cancerous, we need to be on these guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.